Welcome to the Quick Talk Podcast with Joshua Latimer, where we discuss business, life, family, faith, struggle, fire, pain, and ultimately winning.
It's time to take massive action. Look, I can't work harder on your life or business than you do.
It's ultimately all on you.
You know, God created all the food the birds would ever need, but he doesn't put it in their nest. You've got to go get it.
10 out of 10 people die. So how about doing something today that actually matters while you still can?
Hey, everybody. Josh here. Welcome to the Quick Talk Podcast. I'm driving. I'm sorry if there's some background noise. Oh, my gosh. It's been a crazy week. Today, as I'm recording this, is on Saturday, and tomorrow's Sunday. And all these people from all over the world are coming to Ludington, Michigan, which is this tiny little town. It's not tiny, but it's a small town. And they have all these expectations, and oh my gosh, we're so going to deliver and over-deliver. It's going to be amazing. I can't wait to dock. I'm going to take as much video as I can so you guys can kind of join us, like if you couldn't make it, and kind of see like what's going on. And I don't know. I'm just excited, and I'm exhausted too, though, I got to admit. And right now I'm driving an hour north of where I live. Super beautiful. Just unbelievable. If you're really bored right now, Google Northern Michigan fall colors. It's just unbelievable what the trees look like this time of year up here. It's just completely awesome. It's so cool. But I'm driving to my kid's last football game, and there's so much I need to be doing. Like, I got to build slides still. I have to finalize my notes for, like, all these presentations I'm giving, and it's, like, just like me to wait till, like, the day before to finish all that, of course. And but it'll get done, and it's cool because my kids, when they started football, they were, like, they were not good at football, right? And so I'd pick them up in my truck and drive them to practice, and we would have the most epic, like, manly conversations ever. It's like, man, you gonna work hard today at football? And they're like, yeah, Dad. You gonna wreck somebody? You gonna wreck somebody today, boys? Oh, man, I'm gonna wreck them, Dad. Yeah, woo, woo, you know. And this is my two oldest, Tucker and Maverick, who are 9 and 10 years old, respectively. And then we dropped them off for practice, and it was like a different reality. And it reminds me of business so much because we all talk a big game. And actually, a few podcasts ago, I announced how, you know, in 2018, I want to do $10 million across my companies. And for me, that's like this crazy thing. Like, I have all these limiting beliefs, and even saying it sounds really weird to me, like uncomfortable, because that's like, that's almost $1 million a month in revenue. It's just big, at least to me, you know. I've met and have hung around a lot more people that are at that level or above, and it's not a big deal to them. And like, the same is true for your business, right? It's like, if you haven't done 100,000 yet in revenue, it is a huge deal when you hit that. And it's not because of the money, it's because of the psychology. I remember, I've said this before, but I literally thought it was impossible to make $10,000 a month in my cleaning business back when I had that. I didn't even think a lot about the fact that it was hard to make $10,000. It was so impossible in my brain at the time that I didn't even pay attention to it. I just was trying to survive, right? Well, and then we started doing $4,000, $5,000, $6,000, $7,000. And then I started kind of think like, man, like, is it possible? You know, just me doing it all myself. And then the year two, I had my first helper, Travis. And me and Travis were out doing everything ourselves. And I remember it was June. I forget the year. It was like year two. So about 8 years ago or 9 years ago. I just remember we did like 11,000 and something. And actually, then even the last few days of that month, I was able to go on vacation. And I would just, my head was just like, you know what I mean? And you've probably experienced that, you know. And then doing 20 wasn't a big deal. You know, the next big barrier for me was 50. That sounded like this huge number. And then 100. 100 was like this huge thing. But once I got to 100, it didn't really freak me out to do 150 or 200. We never actually did quite 200 in that business. We did 186,000 the month that we sold it, which was a big month. And, you know, we didn't do that much every single month. You know, it went up and down with the seasonality of Michigan. But my point is this. With my kids in football, they struggled, man. And when I'd watch them play, it was like they're in slow motion. So they'd, like, snap the ball, and they both played defense, and they'd run up and, like, get blocked. right? Like, they're getting blocked by this other kid who's just as freaked out as them, and they both just kind of hold each other and, like, bump each other, like, very lightly for, like, 5 seconds, and then somebody else in their team would make, like, the tackle. And the really weird part is there's some really big kids on my son's football team, and some of them are just, they don't have the mindset, right? So they're, like, completely harmless. Like, they don't do anything. And then there's these other little guys running around who are wrecking people. I mean, just like Napoleon syndrome or something, but they're little, but they go full speed and they hit and they run through people and they're just creaming people. And the only difference is their mindset. Like, that's it. I remember when I played football, I was a quarterback on my football team. I also returned kicks. I also punted half the time, and I was also defensive end, and we didn't have a lot of people on our team. Like, our football team was not good when I was in high school, and but I remember this one time I'm returning a kickoff, and for anybody that has played football, like, that's, like, it's so exciting to, like, to return a kickoff if you've ever done that, but it's super high stakes. You know, you're running full speed one way while other people are running full speed the other way. And I broke through and I was home free, right? So I'm on the left sideline by the opposing team's bench, and I'm running and I'm gone. Like, I broke through the crowd. Some of my teammates made some good blocks or whatever, and I'm gone, baby. But there's one kid remaining, and this kid for this other team was tiny. I'll never forget it. I swear he was the smallest kid on their team, and I should have, like, cut back and went back across the field, but me and my arrogance, I just told myself, I am going to pancake this kid. I'm going to run right through this kid. I'm going to destroy this kid. I am so awesome. This kid has no chance. And I'm running, and I was fully confident. And I get up to this kid, and he sticks me, man. I mean, he ruins me. He hits me so hard. This was the single hardest hit I've ever had in my football career of 8 years, you know, fifth grade all the way through high school. He hits me. I go flying. My helmet flies off, completely off. I go out of bounds, slide, knock over two or three of their players standing on the sideline, and then slam into their bench. Like, it was insane. And, you know, back in 1998 or whenever this was, like 98 maybe, they didn't have, like, HD 4K cameras to, like, throw this on YouTube. But this would have been, like, a total owned, like, fail video or something. So, I don't know. The reason I tell you that, though, is that that kid that hit me, his mindset was in the right place. Like, he was not thinking the same thing I was thinking, and he executed way higher than I did, and he won, right? And with business, maybe we talk a good talk sometimes. I know I do. I'm saying we're going to do all this revenue next year, and, like, that's crazy to put it out there like that, but it really comes down to your mindset and your belief. And one of the things at the conference that we're going to start out talking about is how important it is for me as the host of the conference to manufacture belief. A lot of people are struggling. Their marriages are struggling. Like, small business is really hard, and it's easy to listen to podcasts or watch a video and get excited, but the reality of it is much more gross and dirty sometimes than we want to admit, because we work so hard, or the financials are messed up, or we have no money, or we overdraw our bank account, or our wife won't talk to us because, you know, in our mind, we're trying to do everything we can, but we're really neglecting things at home, and it gets totally out of control. And so they're coming here beat up a little bit. A lot of the attendees are beat up. Not all of them. Some of them are doing real well and everything. But, you know, how do I manufacture belief? Because how do I convince the old version of myself that $10,000 a month is nothing? It's nothing. It's nothing, right? You know, I mean, I've had days where we've done almost $100,000 in a week now with some of the other businesses I have. But how do you convince, how do you manufacture belief? Well, here's how I believe you do it. There's two ways to manufacture belief in yourself. Number one is through action. Like, you just got to go for it. You got to go for it. Number two is through community. And you've heard the famous Jim Rohn, R-O-H-N, quote, "You are the average of the five people you spend the most time with," right? So look at your circle of influence. Look at your friends group and ask yourself, like, am I the most successful one in this group? Am I on a different level? Not that you're better than them, but is your mind operating at a different level? Are you thinking for bigger and better things and they're not? That's a problem, and that will hold you back big time, big time. So, you know, but the other one is action. When I look at my podcast and I look at the webinars I've done and starting the software company, and I've done speaking and stuff, all those things are totally outside my comfort zone. I had no experience. And I'm not telling you to just do crazy stuff without any planning, because I work really hard. You know, I don't want to downplay how hard I've worked to do these things. But I don't have all the answers, but I do it anyway. And this event is another example of that. I don't know how to do a live event. No one gave me permission to do a live event. People paid $2,000 to come sit in a room with a group of high-level people and get mentored one-on-one to build an action plan. That's super amazing. But I just made it up. Like, I saw a need and I went for it. And in your business, you got to just go for stuff. If you want to move into commercial, go start selling commercial. Don't hesitate for 6 months and read 8,000 posts on Facebook about how to bid some commercial job perfectly. I just don't believe that. That's not how you get stuff done. What we're learning now, the cost of this event is like outrageous. And I made some mistakes like on some of the ways that we planned it and budgeted and stuff. And it's way more expensive than I thought it'd be. But I don't care. Like, I don't care, because now, after we're done, we're going to change people's lives. People are going to give us testimonials. It's going to be amazing. They're going to be like crying. If someone doesn't cry at this event, I feel like I did not do my job, by the way. But they're going to go home, change, and guess what? All that experience, like my wife, my team of people, all the mentors, like I've coordinated this huge thing, and they're going to go back home. And I'll have that entire experience, all that under my belt to do it again. I think that is where the money is. That's where all the gold is, guys, is putting yourself out there. Hopefully all that makes sense. And then the last thing I wanted to share is I'm driving an hour to go watch Pee Wee football. And then I'm going to tell you a mindset shift that Maverick had last week, which is amazing, is that you need to remember to celebrate the wins along the way. So some of you are way too hard on yourself. Like, I am the guy that's hard on himself. I really am. I am always stressed and always urgent and always like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. Like, someone might not like that I said that, or someone might do this, or I might mess up, or we're doing this webinar and it's not logging in, and how do I? And I'm operating at like a 10 all the time. And so for people like me, if you're like that, we don't do a very good job of patting ourselves on the back or recognizing our accomplishments or any of that stuff. And you need to. Like this morning, I had like a 2 minute feel good session for myself where I was like, you know what? Like, you've done a lot of stuff, Josh. That's pretty cool, man. Like, because all I can usually see is what's lacking and what it could be. I live in the future. But sometimes we have to push pause, and I'm preaching to myself a little bit, and remember what we've done. We've created the growth vault. We've influenced thousands of companies. I've personally helped hundreds of companies. That none of that would have happened if I didn't just go for it, just put it out there and start trying to see what I was capable of and all that stuff. So the same is true for you. Celebrate the wins, man. You know, celebrate them. Like, if you hit some milestone, like, stop what you're doing, take your kids out, go to Chuck E. Cheese, and like high five everybody, like, and bring your family into that celebration. You know, get everybody on the same page, so that as you grow and have hard times, you can always look back on the things you've already accomplished. Because if you've hit that $10,000 a month mark and it's no big deal to you now, that still is a big deal, and like, good for you, and that's awesome. If you've created jobs for people, that's amazing. Their kids get food because their dad or mom works for you. That's mind-boggling to me. Like, the ripple effect is massive because of you, the entrepreneur, the risk taker, the cliff jumper offer. Like, high five to you. So I just want to give you a high five and some encouragement with that. And then I want to end with this mindset story. So the kids struggled all year with football, and like every practice, I'll drive them. My wife takes them to practice a lot too, but probably about half the time I've taken them. And they talk so tough, and then they get out there and they're scared. And, you know, I'm not beating them up on it, but I do call them out for it. I'm like, look, guys, like, you're operating at like 12% of your capacity, like your potential, like your power, you know? And they're like, I know. And they'd get hit by a big guy, and then they're scared and whatever. Well, last week something changed, and I'm walking around the fence to go sit down in one of the first plays of the game. Maverick, who's playing defensive end, he shoots the gap, runs into the backfield, hits the quarterback as he's handing the ball off to the running back, and just creams him, okay? Squeezes him, lifts him up, slams him on the ground. The ball goes flying, okay? It's like flying up in the air. I can see it from super far away. I was at the end, like, of the field. And then Maverick's team got the fumble. And he got up and was, like, jumping up and down, like, fist pumping. His teammates are running around him, like, hitting him on the head. And, like, everybody's freaking out. And I was, like, of course, super proud. I'm like, was that Maverick? Because he didn't do anything like that the entire year. And then that entire game, guess what happened? The light bulb had went off for him. He had crossed that $10,000 a month mark or that $50,000 mark, whatever your deal is. Like, in his mind, he kind of knew what he was capable of, but he was super scared and really didn't believe it all the way. Well, that play crossed him fully over into the realm of belief. Now he knew, I'm a beast, dog. Like, I can smash people, man. I can hit hard. It actually feels good to hit hard. It doesn't hurt. What was I so scared of? And the whole game, he's just killing people. I was like, who is this guy? Then they put him in at running back, and he runs for like 9 yards on his first carry, stiff arms a kid. It was crazy. The whole thing was crazy. And yes, I'm bragging about my little kid. And they're not going to be NFL superstars. They're little, tiny, skinny little guys. But it's all about mindset. That's my whole point. Mindset, mindset, mindset. You got to manufacture the belief in yourself by changing your friends group so it becomes normal to think big. Like, it's not even weird anymore to say, oh, I'm going to have a $10 million business. Oh, I'm going to have a $100 million business, whatever. These things are normal to a certain group of people. But is it normal to the people that you hang out with? If it's not, let's do something about that. So that's it. That's my message. I will try to keep you all posted on the event. It's going to be a lot of fun, a lot of work, and take care. God bless. Have a great day.
Hey, thanks for hanging out, friends. And from all of us here at the Quick Talk Podcast team, we hope you love today's show. We hope that you were inspired to become a doer and not just a listener. Apply what you've heard today in your own business and watch things change for the better. Lastly, remember that all the money in the world can't save your soul. Seek first the kingdom of God, my friends. We'll see you next time.
For more information about the Quick Talk Podcast or Joshua's other businesses, visit our website, quicktalkpodcast.com. Have a blessed day.